I now can sing since I've been redeemed.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
I faith in Christ, my Redeemer King.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
This is the voice of hope.
Then roll, roll, billows roll. I'm on the everlasting rock of ages. Roll, roll, billows roll. I'm on the everlasting rock.
The storms may rage and the billows roll.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
No earthly storm e'er can move my soul.
I'm on the everlasting rock. Then roll, roll, billows roll. I'm on the everlasting rock.
I am secure, for my faith will hold.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
My life he doth with his love enfold.
I'm on the everlasting rock. Then roll, roll, billows roll. I'm on the everlasting rock of ages. Roll, roll, billows roll. I'm on the everlasting rock.
Thank you, men, for reminding us of the solid foundation we have in Christ. And thank you, my friend, for joining me for this special anniversary edition of The Voice of Hope. I'm delighted to have you with me as we begin our 52nd year of broadcasting. I'm J. Mark Horst, your friend and Bible teacher. If you've been listening to The Voice of Hope for any length of time, you know that music is an important part of each program. God has given humanity the gift of music as a vehicle for worship and praise and adoration. The longest book in the Old Testament is the Book of Psalms, or Songs. The Psalms include a whole range of moods and emotions. Good music exalts God and honors His Word, and it also reinforces biblical truth. God has also given music to us for our enjoyment, for artistic expression, and for our encouragement. It provides a way for us to engage our emotions. You know, godly music can be contemplative, or it can be triumphant. It can lift our sagging spirits when we're discouraged. It can bring relaxation when we're kind of stressed out. When music is used properly, it can prepare our hearts to receive truth. Because of the importance of music in our weekly programs, we're going to use this broadcast to highlight some of the great songs of the Christian faith. Right now, let's rejoice with the Altar of Praise Chorale as they sing.
Christ.
What a wonderful song of triumph. Because the Savior lives, you and I can live too. Did you know that the Scriptures command us to sing? Yes, they do. It's in Ephesians chapter 5 and verses 15 to 21. This is what those verses say. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. Thank you, Rosedale Corral. In Psalm 148, the psalmist invites all creation to praise the Lord. Listen to the first six verses of that psalm. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His hosts. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you stars of light. Praise Him, you heavens of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded, and they were created. He also established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass away. Here again is the Altar of Praise Chorale.
I sing the mighty
command, and all the stars obey.
I
And then Psalm 148 continues. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all the depths. Fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars. Beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl. Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven. And he has exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, of the children of Israel, a people near to him. Praise the Lord.
Lord, I will praise you, Lord, I will praise you, Lord, I will praise your name. If the sky and galaxies declare your holy name, if all creation finds the words your power to proclaim, then how can I articulate with words and with my days your glory and your majesty and live a life of praise? And live a life of praise,
I will praise you.
O Lord, I will praise you. My voice will join the chorus that all creation sings. Praise,
I will praise you.
O Lord, I will praise you. My Master, my Redeemer, my Savior and King. Lord, I will praise you, Lord, I will praise you, Lord, I will praise your name.
If stars can find a way to tell the glory of their King, and if the very firmament can find a way to sing,
how can I keep silent then and not burst into song in praise of my Redeemer who has loved me all along? Then, Lord, I have to praise,
I will praise you.
Oh, Lord, I will praise you. My voice will join the chorus that all creation sings. Praise,
I will praise you.
Oh, Lord, I will praise you. My Master, my Redeemer, my Savior, my Savior. Praise, I will praise you. Oh, Lord, I will praise you. My Master, my Redeemer, my Savior, my Savior, my Savior, and King.
Yes, we praise our Master, Lord, and King. And as king, he wears a royal crown. Listen to these words from Revelation chapter 19. Now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations. And he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon his throne. Hark how the heavenly anthem drowns all music but its own. Awake, my soul, and sing of him who died for thee, and hail him as thy matchless king through all eternity.
Crown him the Lord of love. Behold his hands and side. Rich wounds yet visible above, in beauty glorified. No angel in the sky can fully bear that sight, but downward bends his burning eye at mystery so bright.
Crown him the Lord of years, the potentate of time, creator of the rolling spheres, ineffably sublime. All hail, Redeemer, hail, for thou hast died for me. Thy praise shall never, never fail throughout eternity.
Yes, my friend, the day is coming when Jesus will come again as the conquering King. It will be a day of judgment, a day of sorrow for those who haven't accepted the offer of eternal life through him. Listen to these words from Revelation chapter 20. Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works, by the things which were written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one according to his works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. My friend, with every passing hour, the day of judgment draws nearer.
Judgment, judgment, judgment day is a rolling around. Judgment, judgment.
Nations underground, look
Thank you, men. My friend, I hope you were blessed by this special musical program. And to help us celebrate another year of God's faithfulness, I have a special offer for you. During this month of June, our anniversary month here on The Voice of Hope, you can request a copy of the CD, Hymns of the Church, when you send a donation of any amount. This CD contains 17 hymns sung by Oasis Chorale. Some of them will be familiar to you, and some not so familiar. You may request your CD by using our email address, hope@heraldsofhope.org. Or you can call us at 866-960-0292. Or mail your request to The Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Be sure to ask for the anniversary CD, and we'll know what you mean. Remember, you can request a copy of the Oasis Chorale CD, Hymns of the Church, when you send a donation of any amount during the month of June. Send your request to us by email at hope@heraldsofhope.org. By mail, The Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or call us toll-free at 866-960-0292. And be sure to ask for the anniversary CD during the month of June. We also invite you to visit our Facebook page, where you can see a daily prayer request, learn about upcoming events, or read an encouraging testimony. It's also an easy way for you to connect with us, and we'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to help support this ministry financially, you can include a gift with your letter, or you can donate securely online at heraldsofhope.org, or by calling 866-960-0292. Truly, it is God's grace, accompanied by your fervent prayers and your generous financial support, that will enable the Voice of Hope to be on the air until Jesus comes in the air. I hope you'll join me next week for the Voice of Hope. Lord willing, we'll return to our study in the book of Daniel. I hope you can join me. And until we meet again, ponder this amazing reality.